This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
I was reading an interesting piece that the Illinois Community College System counts for somewhere in the neighborhood of $3.5 billion in economic output and more than 43,000 jobs in the state of Illinois, which is pretty impressive when you think about it. Dr. Chris Valdez joins us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Brian. Thank you for having me on the show.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about what the college does to drive the economy here and to train a skilled workforce. These are all very, very important things to the community in terms of growth. If you want new jobs, if you want companies here to expand jobs, if you want people to bring in new jobs, you have to be a vital role in literally training that workforce.
I'm glad you referenced that. That is a large part that oftentimes is unseen by the larger community about the impact and how much of an economic driver that community colleges are in for our local area. Play a significant role in helping people to increase their wages, making them more employable, help them to be upwardly mobile. And there's both a return for that individual and the community at large. And so we're glad to be part of the study with MZ to help people better understand, you know, what an investment in higher education at the 2-year sector means, not only for the people that are receiving the education, but the community at large.
And it was interesting, too, a reading on at richlandedu.com on the website that the examining earnings 1 year prior to completion compared to 3 years after completion, African-American students' earnings increased 47%, while Latino students increased their earnings by 57%. So you're making a difference across the board for everyone.
Well, yeah, and really those are the gaps that we're trying to fill as well, you know. Traditionally, people of color make less money on average. They have fewer opportunities. You know, that's one of the reasons why we have the Enrich program, is to specifically target people of color and help them to narrow that gap, but also to help the community in general just be stronger, because we have more folks who have the skills that will fill the jobs that are available here. And we know in Decatur and Macon County that, you know, that's been a challenge for a long time, is matching people with the open jobs. So we're pretty excited about that. You know, the other thing related to that, I haven't read through it all the way yet, but I got a preview of the study that was done just a couple of months ago about Macon County assessment and so forth, and I was really pleased to see that folks understand, when you look at the economic resources for economic recovery and economic improvement, Richland's noted on several of those as, you know, a resource for individuals to improve their outcome, whether it's Project Green Plus at the adult literacy to Enrich to the programs that we have that develop 2-year degrees all the way to McCletsey. So that's exciting to know that we're a big part of that.
Absolutely. And it is a fascinating piece that was put together by the Buffett Foundation. I think you can find the entire report on the United Way's website. I think I got an email from Thomasine Heitkamp yesterday saying that. So if people want to read it, it is very interesting. All right. Talk to me a little bit about availability. I one of your predecessors once told me that there's really not a reason why anyone in this area couldn't attend Richland Community College. I mean, there's not a barrier that can't be overcome.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I think when they say that it's based on a couple of things. One is accessibility. You know, we're very accessible, especially now with online courses. Even though there's some digital divide challenge, we have some resources that help folks to participate online. There are seats available. We make sure that that there is a space available. In fact, we just started registration for spring semester yesterday, and new students will begin to register on Monday. But also part of that is the affordability. We, you know, make sure that our tuition stays low. We continue to support our foundation so that there are There is help for folks through the foundation, scholarships or federal aid. Wherever possible, we try to accommodate students with their needs, whether, again, that's a short-term training or they desire to one day be an attorney or a doctor. We can start them on that trail as well.
Yeah, I was looking at a video on your site, a student by the name of Regan McKittrick, who's an engineering student. You know, it's so smart now. I mean, you know, years ago, 25, 30 years ago, you know, it was sort of a JUCO kind of joke about, you know, that's where you would go if you couldn't get into another school. Now, if you want to be an engineer or you want to go into the School of ACES at the University of Illinois, you'd be crazy not to spend 2 years at Richland Community College going through your ag program where you have direct slots right into the School of ACES.
Yeah. You know, and I think you're exactly right. It used to be, hey, folks went to the local community college only because they couldn't get anywhere else, and that's no longer true. We consistently have four-year institutions who are coming to us to say, hey, here's an opportunity. SIU just came to us with a Saluki Step Ahead where they are providing not only courses, they would be willing to provide courses up here, following the student's two-year degree, but they'd be willing to give a $4,000 a year scholarship. Eastern Illinois, we're having the same kind of conversations about transfer and so forth, and we're doing that as well with UIS. You know, people understand the value of that degree. They understand the earning power that people can have, and that goes back to, you know, the economic impact study that you talked about, because a large majority of our students that come to Richland stay in this community, and that's so important for us. I think somewhere around 82% of our students will stay in the community here. So as we talk about growing this community and improving the economic outlook, making it a stronger community for everyone here. We're a large part of that, and we're pretty thrilled to do it.
Yeah, I know that you guys enjoy sort of standing stereotypes on their heads, and I was watching a video of a young woman who was getting a welding degree. You know, as we all think about the workplace differently, how do you continue to knock down those barriers?
Well, we try to stay ahead of it. It's interesting because it's ever changing. Interestingly, 3 years ago, we had to suspend our early childhood education program because we just weren't getting enough people in there. And when they came out as graduates, they weren't really making a living wage. But now with the pandemic, there's such a need. We've been approached by a couple of different entities within the county and said, hey, can we look at opening that early childhood ed program? And of course, we said, well, yes, we can do that, but we have to make sure that when these graduates come out, they have a living wage. But that's just, you know, that's the curve that we have to stay ahead of to be very versatile, be very flexible. If a program isn't serving the community, we shouldn't be offering it. But if there's a need, we need to move on it real quick. And if, you know, if this happens, we'll be able to offer early childhood education classes as early as the spring and have a degree program in place by the fall. And that nimbleness is what it takes to be able to serve the community. So we just tried every effort to work collaboratively, understand the needs of the community, where there's workforce needs exist, and try to address them as quickly as possible.
Doing a great job, Chris. We appreciate it, my friend. And we'll talk to you again soon. Chris Valdez from Richland Community College.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.